Daily Light, May the 19th, morning. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. I will cleanse them from all guilt of their sin against me, and I will forgive all the guilt of their sin and rebellion against me. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. If the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our consciences from dead works to serve the living God? Yet he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make known his mighty power. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Psalm 51:2. And Jeremiah 33:8, Ezekiel 36:25, John 3:5, Hebrews 9:13 and 14, Psalm 106:8, and Psalm 115:1. Daily Light, May the 19th, evening. Partnership in the Gospel. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us. Partnership in the Gospel. Philippians 1:5. And 1 Corinthians 12:12 and 13. 1 Corinthians 1:9. 1 John 1:3 and 7. John 17:1, 20 and 21.